You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Shador success. It's hard to say Shador success without sounding drunk. Does Shador success mean Pickett or even Gabriel could be on their way out?
Kenny, we've gotten a lot. As you can imagine, the start of the show, especially you, I mean,
what?
We were having fun. We are having some fun to start the show, and we are fully aware. It's preseason game number one. And throughout the show, once that video got posted, nice job with the video team here at 923 The Fan. Of course, you can catch all of it on YouTube. It's just a matter of time before we go live on YouTube every single day. We are catching some flack for overreacting to a preseason game. Fine. We're okay with that. We knew what we were walking into today. But here are some of the specifics on X. Make-believe season says he started 8 of 15 for 65 yards before UFL players were hitting the field for the Panthers.
Oh, God.
He could rub blank on the walls. And after one preseason game, you guys are losing your mind.
Get mad and stay mad.
Pickett will have a better career. Kenny, he closed by saying Pickett will have a better career.
I almost forgot I was on the air. Oh, boy. All right, hold on. You keep reading. I just got to remember that the light's on.
He also added that he was just making one read. All right, well, made some good reads. The one read I saw, pretty good reads.
I like the read where he threw it between three guys right in the window for a touchdown.
I almost said it there, too.
I'm pretty positive the throw to Luke Florio was not just waiting for Luke Florio to get open.
Hey, put your one arm up there, Luke.
That first touchdown throw was so freakish. Like, it was such a dime. And I feel like we've undersold it so far.
Because I've been excited about the whole performance.
Yeah.
I've been excited about the whole performance. The touchdown passes are the icing on the cake, but the whole performance was great. It's the internet. You want to find negative people? You don't have to look that far.
But you know what's so funny with the stuff that people were criticizing him for? And look, in the lead up to the draft, he clearly, him and his quote team, they did him no favors. They only talked to a few teams. They had an inflated view on where he was going, and it cost him. It did absolutely cost him. It wasn't his talent. None of us ever thought he was a fifth-round talent.
No.
Nobody said that.
No.
We could debate legitimately whether or not he was a first-round talent. And fine, obviously, no teams had him as a first, a second, a third, whatever.
No.
But you could tell by the stuff. You know, I saw some of that in college. Like, I saw him threading the needle on brilliant throws. Obviously, the buying himself time. There are a lot of guys in college that do buy themselves time in college. They drift around, they pat the ball 1,000 times, and make a play down the field. That can't play in the NFL. That was Johnny football.
But I can't keep giving air to every single one-off account. Like, you just got to understand. There are guys who either didn't watch him in college, didn't like him because of who his dad is, whatever. They use the QB wins thing against him in college. They don't understand just how terrible of a program, almost said franchise, terrible of a program Colorado was before they got there. They're just not going to believe it. So I can't give that much energy to it, or we're just not going to get anything done. I think by and large, a lot of Browns fans are either over the moon excited or pleasantly surprised. Or there are some cynical Browns fans out there who go, yeah, you guys got excited over Brandon Wheaton, you got excited over Brady Quinn, you got excited. Okay, fine. If you just decided you ain't going to get fooled again, it's going to be a long year. Because, again, they're not probably going to win a lot of games. So I got to have something to look forward to, because there wasn't a whole lot to look forward to last week. And if he plays well, it changes a lot of things. And I hope he does, because I admitted it last week and I'll admit it this week. I pull for him because I think he has the highest ceiling and gives us the best chance to dig ourselves out of the hell that is the Deshaun Watson contract. It gives us the very best chance to do that. If he plays well and we go, you know what? we're cool on Garrett Nussmeier or Drew Aller or Lenora Sellers or Cade Klubnik or any of the other guys. We got this guy, and we can add two weapons with him, or we can add an offensive lineman and a weapon with him, or whatever we want to do in the draft, and we can start to go in that right direction. Great. It would. I am so hopeful that he can dig us out of this trench that we are in. And I'm giving even more hope after a great opening performance by him. Now, there's another question. What did you think of the intro? I said I'd bring it up at 8. It's 8 o'clock. It's time to talk about that intro.
I was a little confused at first what was exactly going on. And then I saw some people bagging on it on social media.
Well, you were at the yacht club, so how did you take that
in? I wasn't really as dialed into it. I saw it afterwards.
Found a way to put Mason to bed really quick, didn't he? There, huh?
I took Kenny's advice on this one.
I don't live in the real world. Oh,
I just
left
my wife and kids. That's apparently all I needed to do to have the Ken Carvin experience.
Yeah.
It was nice to be out.
Nice.
Very nice to be out.
At the yacht club of all places.
Living the blessed life. Yeah, a lot of sailboats over there. But Kenny, I didn't know what was going on. And then I didn't even realize, so I'm guilty as charged, who the dude was carrying the stick and what the stick was all about.
So it was Tony Brown. I believe he got that in Ghana over the offseason. So it's I called it a staff. He called it Excalibur.
Okay.
There was another word that was used for it, not just the stick. There was another word other than staff that was used. And he named it Excalibur. And there were a lot of people, including Pony, because Pony's an idiot, who thought that they had somehow that Shador had gotten like 5 extra credentials.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To walk into the stadium with his music plan. Tony Brown had the boombox. Tony Brown had Shador's music playing. I got to admit, it is a little bit weird to listen to your own tracks on the way in. It's a little odd to me.
Wait a second. Morgan Wallen comes in to his shows.
That's what I was thinking of, though. That's what I was thinking. Any year this weekend?
Oh, is it?
This weekend.
Might be this weekend.
I can't name a single song that guy sings, but I think he's here this coming weekend because they're on the road to Philadelphia, and then they'll be back against the Chargers the next weekend.
Hopefully the
Browns. Hopefully the grass will be in good condition by that time.
15th and 16th.
All right, 15. Two shows over at Huntington Bank Field. So there you go. You can get all the Morgan Wallen you want. Tone, your wife don't want you to go on that with her.
You know what? We've listened. We listened to some Morgan Wallen. I wouldn't say I'm like a fanatic. But we enjoy him.
I can't name a single song. I have no idea. I was asked about it on Friday. I thought Jonathan and Nick were hilarious with it because they were live on air while it was going on. And Nick was right. Knowing how Jonathan is, let's just call it what it is. Nick was right. If it weren't the quarterback he loved, Jonathan would have been all over him for it. But since it's Shador, He made a bunch of excuses, every excuse he possibly could to wrap his head around it. I'll point this out, though. Somebody asked me about it. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. My last year of football was fall of 2003. I imagine there were things that I did in fall of 2003. I didn't even play. I was terrible. I'm sure there were things we did in the fall of 2003 that didn't make sense to anybody who are our dads who played in the fall of 1977. So I'm imagining here in fall of 2025, there's a lot of pregame routines that didn't make any sense to me when I was quote-unquote playing but a part of a football team in the fall of 2003. It ain't for me. It's for them. So the 49ers walking out with a great big boombox seems weird to me, but it ain't for me. It ain't for me. It's a new generation. It's a different generation of athlete.
The Browns defense in a 3-14 season dancing 342 times.
Like we make the jokes and we say, well, because we've said it about this, like when guys have their team of photographers, Shador is not the last quarterback who's going to have a bunch of camera people around him. He's probably one of the beginning. So if you don't like it, guys, like there's not much I can tell you. You're going to have to get used to it or stop watching sports. You could always stop watching sports. You could always just say, it's not for me. I don't know if I'd just say it's not for me based on a guy having a camera crew with him all the time. But that's what sports are about to be. And that's what we're into right now. Everything is on camera. Everything is filmed. Everything is documented. So they can put it on TikTok or they can put it on YouTube or they can put it wherever. So they can push their own private brands. That's the way this goes. So be it. The question is always, can you play or can't you? And on Friday night, he played. Balled out. Balled out. So you can try to be as critical as you want. And I'm sure if he would have sucked up the room, there would have been plenty of people who were very critical about it. Fair. But it's still up. Can you play or can you not play it? And if you can play the position, they certainly need to find a spot for you. Is that or is that not
true?
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's the important thing is here. Yeah. Are we getting carried away? Of course. What else do we have to react to right now?
What else am I supposed to get carried away with?
We were 3-14, and every day we are hoping we get closer to solving the biggest riddle in Cleveland sports history, which is who's going to be the next quarterback. Every day we're hoping we get closer to that answer. And finally, someone gave us reason to think there could be an opportunity there.
But in all honesty, who's gotten that carried away today?
We did it at the start of the show, but you know, that's what we do.
I didn't once say he's taking us to the playoffs. I didn't once say he should start week one. You didn't either.
Yeah, we bounced him. I think you bounced him to second on the depth chart.
I put him at second on my depth chart.
And obviously, I said in the previous few weeks, like there's what in terms of the depth chart of guys I care about, he's number one.
So what's been so insane? I don't think there's been anything insane.
Well, I think the people who don't understand Super Bowl, Super Browns, who just see that.
Whatever.
Especially if you're not from Cleveland.
I mean, we've only been doing it for, you know.
That's true. I get that.
I was born during 1-15.
But I heard a call yesterday Nick and Daryl took from California, who was not a Browns fan.
Okay.
He was checking in. He's from L.A. He's checking in on what was going on with Shador talk. I mean, those are the people that Shador is bringing in, right? Especially after a performance like that. Even if you weren't a Shador fan or a Browns fan, you're going to check in on this stuff right now.
Of course. And I understand that some people, well, Super Bowl, okay, if you're just checking in on Super Bowl, Super Browns, you're thinking, guys, Super Bowl, Super Browns was born out of cynicism. If we want to just pull back the curtain on that.
I love this one.
But
H-Town on X says, a yearly tradition in that blank show of a city, preseason champs and blankety blank. And I go, finally, someone gets it. That's exactly right. It is a yearly tradition.
Which I will tell you this, right before we go to break, you know Scott Rabb?
Yeah.
He lives out in L.A. He was texting me during the game on Friday.
Dude, people were coming out of the woodwork.
Scott is as old and bitter about the Browns as you are going to find. And he was falling over himself with excitement over Shador. Scott was falling over himself with excitement over Shador.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have traveled 3,000 miles to give him a hug. That's how excited we were on Friday night.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.